Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
We all were, but where?
In an extraordinary place.
Won the lottery day one when you're born right here.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinn and Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Kevin K-Fly Flynn is here. Super producer Chris Larson. Booking all these guests, and we got a busy program today. A lot going on today, but we start with what's on your mind. Simple question, 800-228-0550. Just tell me what's on your mind today, okay? Lay it on me. Might be that mortgage rates, you ready? Recorded their largest... What is this now? Largest decline this year... as investors raise their bets that the economy is headed for a downturn. Does that not sound like it should be the opposite?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't this it be the other way?
This is a breaking news story. It's from Wall Street Journal. It says mortgage rates recorded their largest decline this year.
Good. Push them down. I'm house hunting.
As investors raise their bets that the economy is headed for a downturn. The average rate on a 30-year fixed rate fell to 5.30, which is not exactly good. It was 5.7 last week. But here's the real story. Beginning of the year was 3.22% seven months ago.
Oh my goodness. It's like gas. It's like we celebrate when it's down 20 cents, but it's still 4.49 in Bismarck, and yikes.
Growing fears of a recession in the U.S. stand to further push down mortgage rates as investors pile into U.S. treasuries. Oh, my gosh. Let's go, Brandon. Right? Kev? Hashtag let's go, Brandon? I think so.
I think they're saying let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that's what's on my mind. What's on yours? On the show today, let me just give you a little run through what we're going to do. Yesterday, we had Wade Boissons on the program, and Wade is Executive Vice President. Bay or boy? Bay?
Bay.
Boissons.
Okay. Boissons, not Sons.
I'm just going to spell it completely different so I can actually
just say Boissons like you've been. We know who you're talking about.
Say it the correct way. I'm just going to say, kind of like I do with Jen Psaki, Shockey. The latest MSNBC superstar.
How do you say her name?
Yeah, and Psaki. Now we got KJ. We call her KJ because I can't. Quan Jean Bon Pierre. So I just say KJ. Anyway, you got Wade Boissons. Anyway, Wade was on yesterday. He's Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions. We had two questions that came in during the break for him that we didn't get to. You're going to hear those in just a little bit. Greta Van Susteren's in the house. From Newsmax today. She's brand new on Newsmax and going to talk about that new show, which is getting rave reviews. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Next hour, you'll love this, Talk Radio Town Hall with North Dakota Game and Fish Director Jeb Williams. What will be the hot topic with Jeb today, Todd? You do a regular K-Fire Cafe thing with the folks from Game and Fish.
Well, you know, it's the fishing season, obviously, so that's kind of big. And the fact that they're using dogs... at the fishing tournament, why are they using dogs?
To do what? What do the dogs do?
To sniff out mussels, the aquatic nuisance species stuff. Make sure the boat's clean.
I've heard of drug dogs. I've never heard of mussel dogs before.
I know, I haven't either. I mean, that's kind of a new deal, but okay. All right.
I think we have some decent news on deer tags. So anything goes. Anything you want to talk to Jeb about, he'll be here for most of the... 10 o'clock hour today, 8 o'clock hour if you're listening on the replay on K-Fire. And then our Energy Matters segment today is with a fellow by the name of Mac McGuffey. He's an attorney with Troutman Pepper Law Firm. He can unpack for us what happened to the Supreme Court related to the West Virginia versus EPA case. Remember, I was cheering that last week, so fired up. And what exactly does it mean? Is it all good news? Could it mean other things? Are they going to go about their climate action agenda another way? You know, what do you expect? So all those things are on my mind today, and I want to know what's on yours as well. Can we turn Jay Thomas's microphone on?
I don't know. You sure you want to do that?
He popped into the studio to say hi.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Not entirely sure I want to do that. You're right.
I heard it, brother.
Sometimes what he does with the microphone is, you know, a little on the controversial side.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
That's why I get the low dollars.
Right. What's a good? This guy's got the best agent in the earth. You should see the. So what is? It's a whole other show, as we say.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
What's firing you up?
What are you revved up about?
You know, really, I'm revved up about the fair, man.
Are you fired up for the 10 best days of summer?
10 best days of summer. I'll be doing my show live out there tomorrow, talking to, you know, probably talk to some, you know, midway workers, some food truck people, Kurt Cashman, the sheriff. Jesse General will be out with me tomorrow just to talk about all these new steps they've taken since the last fair to make sure that it's always been a safe, fun place for family. But they just want to make sure that they're always, you know, 10 steps ahead, and they've done even more steps. So,
you know what fires me up about this year's Red River Valley Fair is the concerts. I mean, they have got a lineup that is just like my daughters are going, oh, Walker Hayes, what's his name, Derulio?
Yeah, I don't know who one is. You'll love this one. So we've got some pretty big country stations around here.
Tim McGraw.
Guess who's introducing Tim McGraw? Ain't no country station. Your boy right here.
Are you really?
Nice.
Alex and I are gonna. They wanted me to do all the shows. Can you introduce all of them?
Yeah.
Like, guys, I got too much going on, but I'll do.
Big time. You pick the ones you wanted to
I'll
do.
I'll do Tim McGraw. I'll do then Heroes Night, which is Wednesday. That's the concert.
Fantastic.
We're gonna be out there. Alex and I will be out there introducing. I believe that's Neil McCoy. I believe that night, and that's a free concert. So.
What's the guy's name, Kevin? Justin Derulio?
Derulio, yeah.
Yeah, so my daughters were trying to decide. They're like, Dad, could we go to Walker Hayes? How about Justin Derulio? I'm like, yeah.
Walker Hayes is the Applebee's guy, man.
He
I
is.
Love that song.
Yeah. Eight Night, Applebee's. Yeah.
Look at Scully Scott doing the dance.
I love that.
Yeah, the son wants to go to Derulio, too.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He's
a
pop guy. Not really.
I thought he was a country.
He's a pop. Not a rapper though. He's more poppy, kind of like John Legend or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's really what I'm fired up about.
Well, good. Let's find out what Dave is fired up about here, because we had Dave and Bismarck waiting to tell me something. What's on your mind? 258-0550, local Bismarck number 271-1100 in Fargo, or just call us toll free at 800-228-0550. Text 701-237-1590. Dave Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment about the show yesterday, and Wade with Bayshans was talking about the market opportunity that exists. And the market opportunity that exists is actually the 45Q tax credit. And what that means is he will be compensated for each metric ton to the tune of about $50 per metric ton for permanent storage of CO2. Now, you can sequester CO2 and use it for enhanced oil recovery, like I think the operation that's going to be down in Bowman.
Correct.
They only get paid $35. So the way this works is if you sequester it and store it forever, you get a higher payment. This payment will occur for 12 years. It's going to be estimated in the billions of dollars. It's all taxpayer money.
You guys hearing this? Crackle here?
Are you not hearing me?
No, I hear you, David. I'm just wondering. I got a terrible crackle in my ear.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing it.
Okay, so it just must be my headphone feed, so I won't worry about it.
But you're making
a good point, David. I mean, this is being incentivized, but it's about carbon management. Again, the rules of the game are carbon, man-made carbon, bad. So if you find a way to use it or store it, you're going to get a tax credit to incentivize the massive amount of money it takes to do what they're doing. But you are right. It's happening because of tax policy. And I don't believe 45Q is funded anywhere near to the degree it needs to now to make these projects feasible. But it's a discussion that's happening, right?
Well, it is happening, the discussion. In fact, they're talking about raising the fee to $129 a metric ton in, you know, sometime in the near future. It's already adjusted for inflation, so this thing is just going to be ridiculously expensive for the country. But the thing is, they're capturing something that has no commercial value. They're taking this garbage, I call it garbage, and they're going to take it from 31 out-of-state plants, shove it into North Dakota, bury it in the ground, and leave it there forever. They get paid billions. The landowner gets screwed. And I think North Dakota needs to wake up and say, wait a minute. We're done with this. You know, we're supplying food and energy to the world. We're not going to be used as a dump ground.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Not enough money. There's not enough money paid to anyone that's a landowner or the state of North Dakota or Burleigh County. And that's
David, hang on a second, because I want to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Don't go away. But what I want to say to you is that we don't have the option of opting out, because North Dakota will simply be out of the game altogether. We're not a big enough player to say we're not going to play by those rules, as much as I hear you.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Let's make you hungry here today. Pulled pork sound good?
Mm.
How about Salisbury steak? Meatloaf, mac and beef hot dish. Comfort food or what, fellas?
Oh, buddy.
That's how they do it at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Valley City, exit 292 off 94. They also have the French dip sandwich and pulled pork. Harwood I-29 location, fantastic food options there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the pulled pork with beans and coleslaw.
I ate there
yesterday. You know what I had? Popcorn chicken in a bowl with mashed potatoes and gravy and a side of corn and mac and cheese.
No, I would have put the corn right in with it.
I thought about it.
Oh, you got to do it. It's called cowboy food, Scott.
I did go on the side. Salisbury Steak at NP Avenue in Glendon today. Mac and beef hot dish in Euland, 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest. It's meatloaf today. PetroServe USA. Okay, back with David and Bismarck. I understand what you're saying. I commend your spirit. I love the idea of saying, screw this. This is ridiculous. Let's opt out. First of all, we don't want to opt out and enhance oil recovery. That's a no-brainer because that fuels our schools, our road projects, our bridges, all of that. So that makes sense. But the second we do what you're suggesting, we don't have an energy industry anymore. And agriculture's got an even bigger target on its back, David. I'm sorry. That's just going to happen. We can't be isolationist when it comes to this ESG insanity.
Well, you know, it's another example of, you know, the government, or I should say the whole country, I guess, you know, picking winners and losers on these things. But when the taxpayer is funding it, I think we have a say-so. And, you know, it's also crazy, you know, that they're talking about a route that goes 4 miles north of Costco. You know, I mean, this is going to circumvent.
Why, have you ever seen a map of where pipelines are?
I've seen it. I know that there's. I know
they're everywhere.
Sure, but this is a 24-inch high-pressure, 4 feet deep pipeline. This is a different kettle of fish. This is not the same little oil or water kind of pipeline.
It's CO2. I mean, we do it right now and never have had an issue. We're pumping it from the Great Plains Synfuels plant to Canada for enhanced oil recovery there.
Well,
why do we think this all of a sudden will be a problem?
There have been leaks around the country. This is, you know, Bismarck and Fargo and North Dakota and Iowa, and these places are not the only places that there are CO2 pipelines. They're in Illinois, and they're in Texas and other places as well. So, you know, they're not 100% safe. Nothing is
100% safe. I mean, planes aren't 100% safe, but we fly in them.
Oh, explain this to me, guys. Hold on, guys. Explain this to me, because I don't understand this. So what happens if this line leaks? What is the danger?
Well, CO2 helps plants grow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What happens if there's a leak in this? Is it under, like, super high pressure
You don't want a leak because it's fatal.
I mean, you guys, okay, I'm going to stop this debate because you're one-sided on this thing.
No.
You need to educate yourself more about it. It is not a safe thing to have, you know, nearby with people or cattle. You know,
I just don't buy that, David, for the reason that we have a network of pipelines that are the safest mode of transport and everything else. What I think you're saying is the what ifs. I respect the what ifs. They got to be considered with every pipeline. But the what ifs we could say about air travel and getting these CO2 or oil or, you know, you name it, natural gas from point A to point B, the safest way to do it is on a pipeline. Without question. So the what-ifs are great, but I think you're the one that's coming at this from a one-sided perspective without any viewpoint that we are in an environment nationally, globally, where we have to check the box, and we have a great opportunity to do that in North Dakota. Why wouldn't we want to do that, David?
I'm just saying to you that, you know, people need to have two viewpoints on this. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not against pipelines. I know there's pipelines all over the place. I have property in places that have pipelines. I'm talking about this particular pipeline and the location that they're choosing for it is ill-advised.
Well, we had yesterday on the program the senior vice president of the company that's proposing this taking calls from you and others, and I've got two more of them I'm about to play. Are we ready to do that? And James and Cavalier, Chris and Dickinson, I'm going to get to you too, but here is the questions that came in yesterday that we didn't get to on the air. Go ahead and roll those.
Yeah, so I talked about the basically across the county footprint. We looked at, you know, the value of the infrastructure installed in those counties and the property tax associated with that, and that's the 425 that I referenced at Hazleton. Additionally, in that, I referenced the economic impact of, you know, kind of the jobs and, you know, the investment in the state, so there's sales tax and there's other forms of taxes during the construction phase. And but what I was speaking to from the county perspective was purely the property tax.
But are they going to be? Are you going to be tax exempt for 10 years from the state of North Dakota on this pipeline? Or are you going to pay on the first year of operation?
So North Dakota has put a sales tax exemption in for CO2 infrastructure capture and sequestration to incentivize its development. That being said, the tax will still be paid to the county. It's just a matter of if the operator chooses to request a refund from the state will refund those dollars.
Appreciate the call.
Well, we've made the commitment.
Yeah, appreciate the call,
we've
David.
Made the commitment, David.
Sorry, go ahead and finish, Wade.
Yeah, I said, but we are, you know, Summit is intending not to request the refund, to actually pay the taxes, because we want this project to be supportive of the communities in which we're working through our additional or increase in tax base to those individual counties.
Wow. Yeah, that's significant. David, good question. Thanks for that. I want to get one more quick one in here before we let him go, and it has to be quick. Spencer in South Dakota, go ahead for Wade Bessons.
Yes, and thank you for taking my call. I guess one of the big questions I had was, I had two questions, but the biggest one is California is one of the markets that we're trying to tap into by lowering our carbon footprint for ethanol in the five-state area. Well, California has announced their desire to decrease their need for oil or oil-like products by 40% by 2030, 95% by 2040. So when this no longer becomes a technology that's necessary or needed, does that not just increase the cost of the manufacturing of ethanol when we no longer have the market?
Sure. So, you know, certainly, you know, these markets, you know, the low-carbon fuel markets are supported by, you know, states that have chosen to, you know, incentivize the reduction of carbon or the carbon emissions associated with their transportation fleet, in this case, you know, the ethanol markets. But what we see at the same time is numerous other states that are proposing and advancing low-carbon fuel standards in their states. So you've got New Mexico, Colorado, and New York, and Minnesota, all states that are currently contemplating implementing low-carbon fuel standards and creating a low-carbon fuel market of their own. So we anticipate the market will grow. At the same time, you have Canada, all of Canada now, proposing to implement low-carbon fuels standards across their states.
It goes back to something you said. Sorry to interrupt, Wade, but it goes back to what you said earlier. This is about market opportunities. The market is there, and that's what's the reason behind all this. Spencer, I'm sorry. Call next time Wade is on. We'll get you your second question answered. Wade, thanks for the time today. This was really good. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Appreciate it. Summit Carbon Solutions. A lot of partners involved in that. We appreciate his time today on What's on Your Mind. All right. Thank you, Wade, and we'll do that again and again. When you talk about a one-sided debate, all questions are welcome. All comments are welcome. I can't promise you're going to like the answers, but you can ask any question you want. We're going to continue to do that regularly on the program, and we had more questions than we had time for yesterday, but I thought Wade did a good job of taking them all. James the Cavalier, Kristen Dickinson on deck, plus Greta Van Susteren coming up on What's on Your Mind.
After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app, too, on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember, that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Powered in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the little plumber, kind of like the little engine that can and could and did and does since 1908 in Bismarck and now all across the northern plains. They are the indoor air quality experts. If you want to just have every possible tool to take on any kind of virus, bug, mold that might be in the air, who knows what the next pandemic is going to be, do what the long-term care facilities have done. And the state of North Dakota has turned to H.A. Thompson & Sons for that. Schools have turned to H.A. Thompson & Sons. But you could have the very same thing in your restaurant, your bar, your business, as well as your home. HATandSons.com, the indoor air quality experts. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, Greta Van Susteren from Newsmax calling us momentarily. In the meantime, let's get back to the phones. James Cavalier, want to talk mortgage rates today. What's on your mind, James?
Yeah, I don't know who to thank for the low mortgage rates, you know, under the the Trump administration. But when I financed my home at 5.4% when I bought it under Obama, and when Trump left office, I got it refinanced down to 1.75.
But when you say you don't know who to thank, who do you think you should thank?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm asking you guys. You guys are the experts.
I would say Donald Trump.
That's what I'm saying, Donald Trump.
Presidents get credit, probably more so than they should, but nonetheless they get credit when things are good and the economy's good. Okay, that's how you get reelected, right? And presidents probably take more than their fair share of blame than when things go the other way. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. So I would say Donald Trump, as President of the United States, presided over an economy infinitely better than what Joe Biden has brought us.
You don't have any choice. You
and
have
I was
to
able to knock. And I was able to knock 11 years off my mortgage.
Where's the clip about the I've done more in 47 months than you've done in 47 years? Do we have that one too?
I will dig it up.
I love that one too. So this is true facts. Hashtag true facts, ladies and gentlemen. When you consider what President Donald Trump did in his time as a president. And the lead-up to the campaign versus what Joe Biden did or has done across his entire career. You know, so that to me answers your
question.
Go ahead, Chris.
What can be done when you apply hard work? And that's what Donald Trump did. People don't realize the sacrifice he did for this country. He has done more service for this country than he'll ever be given credit for.
Let me just say, Joe, I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
It's a true statement.
That is a fact.
Hashtag true facts. Exactly right. And James, I think you're illustrating that fact not as a partisan, just as somebody say, well, wait a minute, I refinanced at 1 point. Would you say 1.9?
No, 1.75 is what I'm at now.
Wow.
And now the fake news is saying mortgage rates are coming down. Yeah, they're coming down from 5.9 to 5.7.
Well, it's like gas prices are going down. Gas prices dropped down 20 cents the last week or so, at least in Bismarck. But
yeah,
they're still higher than
a
kite.
Yeah, big difference.
And I'd like
big
to thank
difference.
The mortgage company for hounding me, too.
Yeah, no kidding. We got a lot of thank yous being handed out. I love it. Thank you, James.
Right. You guys have a good day. God bless America.
God bless America. You're absolutely right. Chris and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick points. Number one, all living things are carbon-based. That's biology 101. So if you're controlling the carbon, you're striving for control of all living things, and I wonder how long until they're taxing the air we breathe since we exhale carbon dioxide. Point number two, do these carbon capture rules fall under the purview of last week's Supreme Court decision with West Virginia versus the EPA, and were these rules explicitly legislated by Congress to be enforced? I haven't heard anything on that. I was just curious. I was hoping you guys knew or could find out for me.
First point, I would say we're talking about man-made carbon. We're not talking about all carbon. So again, I don't believe this is the five-alarm global emergency that the other Greta, Kevin's friend Greta Thunberg, believes it is, or John Kerry or anybody else. But unfortunately, the tentacles go into everything, and a capital-intensive process that is oil and gas development, that is modern agriculture, is under attack because of it.
How dare you?
I use that all the time. I love that.
And you could say, screw them. This is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. Everything else. Well, guess what? You're going to starve these industries of capital. You're going to assure their extinction. We don't have that power as a state of 750,000 people. No, I'm sorry.
We don't.
I'm sorry. We don't. Second of all, this whole process of storing carbon, of utilizing carbon, of carbon management, thankfully, again, because of Donald Trump, we have something called primacy in regulation in North Dakota, meaning there is a Department of Environmental Quality in North Dakota that the EPA recognizes as every bit as qualified as they are to regulate clean air, clean water, and everything else, which, thank you, Donald Trump. That was genius. To your point about the Supreme Court decision last week, all that did was affirm it to say, no, Biden, you're trying to reverse what Trump did. You're trying to say you know better in the federal government than the states do. You can't do that. So neither one of those are issues in my mind that impact that. Does that make sense, Chris? Chris is gone.
Okay. I guess it did. Chris is gone.
Yeah, he was going to hang up and listen.
He was. Okay. Do we have Greta yet? Greta Van Susteren. What do you do when a guest is supposed to be on and then they don't show? Do you give them a second chance or they go to the death penalty?
Well, somebody say Greta?
How dare you?
Yeah. We got to have that Greta on. We promised Greta.
Give her a second chance. Believe me, it happens to me all the time, man.
We said we'd have Greta on and we did.
All right, absolutely. Second chances are okay. Third chance,
depending on who it is.
Right. Oh, yeah, really. I see how you play.
Well,
you have different
play the
rules
game,
for different
man.
People.
Hey, you do.
So you recognize big TV star, got a lot going on, might have the time zone wrong.
Well, that, and not necessarily big TV star. I mean, it could even be somebody local. Something could have come on them. Okay. It just depends. It depends on their attitude.
Maybe
and their
there's
excuse
some
when they come
that
on.
Happened or something.
Hey, Kramer's dissed me multiple times on my show, but I give him passes. Except for one time, I didn't. I didn't give him a pass.
What? I've never heard of Kevin Kramer being late for an interview.
It was stuff he had going on with votes and
votes happen.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's
usually they give you the heads up that hey, we're going to be voting. It might be
both times I think were some kind of emergency vote or something.
Speaking of TV stars. When do we get to watch rides on KFIRE TV?
No, I was just talking to Power Nation TV and Gray Media yesterday, finding out. So here's how it's going to work. Here in the valley, this is the Red River Valley, the new season will start on September 10th. It will air prime time too, 5 p.m. Saturday evenings.
Okay.
And then it airs again Sunday mornings at 11 a.m.
For those folks that live west,
that is here. Now, we don't know yet, and we should know here in a week or so, if it is going to air starting then,
same
out
time,
on K-Fire and stuff.
Whatever.
What we're doing is my show is, Gray Media owns, it's called Power Nation TV, so a lot of the car shows you see on cable television comes through Power Nation.
Okay.
They have a new show coming out. And they're going to butt my show up rides with that show. And I think it's called Power Nation Build. But that show is not going to be ready until November. So nationwide, which might include the K-Fire
TV
and then out west.
Yep.
If that's the case, then out there you will see it when the 14-episode season ends here, which would be in November, and then it would butt up and go nationwide and then just rerun here.
Keep us posted.
Yeah,
you?
I will. It's when you're doing national television, it's complicated.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
But boy,
if you're going to call KFYR TV and demand you see the show, and I wouldn't blame you for making that call, make sure you can't call KFYR TV.
You're
going to see it.
You're going to see it. It's on 113 TV stations across America and on nice. OTT across the world. So 47 million homes. In the United States and 100 million homes worldwide, the show will be aired.
And you were just out in Bismarck, so you
spent a week out there. I loved it out there. I got to experience. I've had Big Boy before. I love Big Boy, but I got to check out. Is it Scotty's the Burger Joint?
Yes.
Oh yeah, man!
It's my namesake driving. What are you talking
love
about?
Love that place. where else did we?
You go to the Little Cottage Cafe.
We tried to get in there, but it was packed. And then there was was it called the 42 Steak and Seafood House? Is 42?
40.
Yeah.
We
wanted to go there because my listeners said, "Hey, you got to check that place out too."
Dale Zimmerman.
But there was a lot of stuff that was out of stock, so we didn't get a chance to go there.
How about AB Pizza?
Okay, gotta love it. Every time we've gone filmed out in the Bismarck area, multiple times, everywhere, go to A&B Pizza. Every time we got done filming, they were closed. Well, this time we went out and started on a Sunday. We got done filming Sunday. They were still open. Went to the one in Mandan. Unbelievable. You walk in that place and the smell, you just want to drop and just hug something.
What's the
So then we ate at the one...
Oh, that's so
by
good.
Our hotel,
so
which
good.
We were, which was the La Quinta right off 94, ate at
okay,
that one, delicious. But what
then.
A difference between the pizza places, even though they're A&Bs, what a difference, but fantastic. Oh,
and
man.
So it's equivalent to Duane's Pizza in Fargo and
yes.
Sammy's.
Yeah, well, Sammy's started in my hometown.
I know. That's
but, the, but the Sammy's here is delicious. It is not the same as the Sammy's in Hibbing.
True. Yep. And there's one in Grand Rapids, too. It's a little bit different.
Yep.
Where else does he need to go, Todd? What's that Hilltop Cafe in Mandan that has the great Nephila soup? I never can remember the name
Freed's?
Of it. Freed's, yeah.
That was on the list because I just opened up the phones one day. And thank you for producing my show for an entire week.
That was awesome. I was happy to help you.
And the Lignite Energy Council, thank you for letting me use your one of your offices. Great people over there.
Yeah. And you saw some awesome cars while you were there.
Oh, you can't. Let me tell you a quick story if we got time. So we went down and filmed. It's called Raging Inferno. It's a 1980s fire truck with a 1950s jet engine in it.
Oh, my God.
Now, I went for a ride in this thing. So now you heard the tragic story. The gentleman owns Shockwave, the fire truck that races planes. And he was killed.
Yeah,
was it last week?
Yeah.
I was supposed to. We were going to film in that, and I was going to go for a ride in that. And I'm watching what happened. I went, "Oh my God, you got to be kidding me!" I was going to be in that truck.
Yeah, terrible.
Wow.
So we've had a blast. We're Bob Simmers in Bismarck, the Bismarck Aero Center. We were out there. Went up in his 52 Piper. Had a blast. Or Cessna had a blast.
If somebody has a classic car, they want on rides. They want you to see. What do they do?
Okay, car, truck. If it's got an engine or a motor, it's cool. I don't care if it's a tractor, whatever. It's just reach out to me. Best way now because we're switching ways to contact me. Just go to my rides Facebook page and private message me.
That sounds.
And give me all your information.
That sounds great, Jake Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
You got it, brother.
John Hinderacher. When we come back from the Senate American Experiment, we'll unpack that EPA ruling a little bit and talk about this carbon conversation as well with John on the way, and we'll let you know on Greta. Stay tuned.
How dare she?
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. Just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow. Right now, summer fun is everywhere. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, and don't forget My Coffee Now. Mike Lindell says this coffee is going to take the world by storm. Little mom-pop operation that made the best coffee. He gave them a new platform at MyStore.com, and you can get a discount on My Coffee at MyStore.com when you use the promo code SCOTT. Going to get it for the lowest price right out of the chute. You can't go wrong. So MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, and FrankSpeech.com have all the deals. Let Freedom Ring Sale is still on, which has about 66% off of everything. The slippers and the new sandals now are priced at all-time low prices.
What's not to love? And remember, use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Not the promo code WBAY that Jay Thomas tries to talk you into using. But rather, the promo code. Should we have a little battle of the promo codes today? Yeah.
Mine's easier to type in.
If you want to do the Hate Hannon hotline, you do promo code WDAY, and Jay Thomas will be popping his buttons excited. Or if you want to say, no, Scott's my guy, then you use the promo code Scott. 800-506-9028 is the number. MyPillow.com, promo code, what, Jay?
WDAY.
Or
four simple letters, or you can go with all those letters that spell out Scott Hannon. I'm saving you time, and time is money.
10 before the hour, John Hinderacher from the Center of American Experiment is here today to talk a little bit about the EPA and carbon and the energy industry. I want to run a theory by you here, John, and you poke holes in this where needed. And that is that North Dakota, being a energy juggernaut, an agriculture juggernaut, has a big giant target on its back that's called climate action. We're going to take you out. We're going to take you out. Do we agree on this? That's the motive operandi?
Scott, you're absolutely right. I mean, we could talk for a long time about the Biden administration and its energy policies. But the bottom line is that the Biden administration is trying to destroy the petroleum industry. And sometimes they lie about it and they say, oh, these gas prices are too high. We're trying to bring them down, strategic petroleum reserve or whatever. Other times they tell the truth and they say, well, really, these high gas prices are good because it facilitates the transition away from oil and gas and toward wind and solar. Well, Scott, as you know, there is no such transition going on. There's not going to be such a transition, but they're serious about doing all they can to put the oil and gas industries out of business. And it is
agriculture.
Agriculture, too. They're hostile to what you and I would call the real world when you get right down to it.
Okay,
it's
so
a dagger pointed at the heart of North Dakota and the heart of America.
All right, so we're in agreement there. Now, the ESG weapon, and that's what it is, environmental social governance, is a weapon that they can get, you know, the ends justify the means to these people. So they're going to say, if you don't follow our rules on ESG, you won't get capital. And we know the oil and gas industry, as an example, is a very capital-intensive business. So man-made carbon, the stuff that we're generating, not carbon in general, because carbon is obviously makes the world go around and helps us breathe and grow plants and everything else. Carbon is not the evil that they make it out to be, but man-made carbon, they want to see reductions in. North Dakota is doing reductions, by the way, because we get better all the time. Billions and billions of dollars in the coal world poured in to make plants more efficient, less carbon, et cetera, et cetera. Same with oil and gas. But a very famous oil guy by the name of Harold Hamm told me recently, Scott, I am incentivized to hold production even or bring it back a little bit. The second it goes up, we get punished in the stock market. It's one of the reasons they're talking about going private. So in my mind, North Dakota, having unique geology that could do carbon management and play the game, if you will, makes sense to do that where we can with our geology, again, you know, again, taking the man-made carbon, not all the carbon, the man-made carbon, and putting those numbers down so we're rewarded, if you will, in this crazy game. Does that make sense for North Dakota to do? I think it does.
Well, it certainly does. This ESG thing, in my opinion, Scott, is just evil. It's being driven by people like BlackRock, that controls more investment capital than anybody else in the world. And they are trying to destroy certain industries, including oil and gas. And one of the things we have to do, Scott, is we can't be apologetic about the fact that the petroleum industry is what drives the quality of America's lives. We and our families live the way that we do, the way we want to live, in large part because of the petroleum industry. And we can't be apologetic about that. We need to stand up loud and clear and defend oil and gas, defend petroleum, and say, no, you are wrong if you're attacking these industries. These industries are fundamental to the American way of life. And that's something that we at American Experiment are doing and are going to continue to do and expand our efforts to do.
Yeah, and a campaign supporting the industry coming. And really, this needs to be grassroots. It needs to be us.
By the way, the upcoming Bakken Rocks Cookfest, perfect opportunity for folks at Bismarck and Minot, for instance. White Shield, North Dakota on July 21st. Put it on your calendar. 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. starts with an information session, and then there's a great cookfest with all kinds of, I mean, everything you can imagine in the way of barbecue and food and everything else. Just get that on your calendar. Plan to come up to White Shield or down to White Shield and join the fun, have some great barbecue, and just learn a ton about the industry. Watch for what the Center of the American Experiment is going to be doing, too, out there with the industry. When's that campaign starting, John?
Well, we're going to make a video for one thing, and the filming has not yet begun. It should be done by the end of the summer at the latest. We're also looking at some billboards. If we can finance them, we want to put up some billboards that just unabashedly support North Dakota's oil and gas industries.
And you can help with that effort, by the way, folks, at AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. Thanks, John.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
ITE.com.